Understanding the Role of a Social Worker. Lovely Thomas, known to her colleagues as Lovelin, is a social worker in adult social care, helping families navigate the complex system of healthcare and funding. As a social worker with the South West Region Local Authority, Lovely is part of a small specialist team focused on assessing eligibility for continuing healthcare CHC funding, a critical lifeline for many facing serious health conditions. Here, Lovely shares her experiences and insights on the importance of planning ahead and the support systems that can make a real difference to quality of life. There are many aspects to my role, from conducting social care and carer assessments to supporting someone to find respite or emergency placement. It is a varied role with many challenges, but it's also incredibly rewarding to be able to support people in ways that make a real difference in their lives. One of the biggest challenges is the volume of cases. Some of my colleagues are handling close to 100 referrals a week. It's an overwhelming workload, but we always strive to provide the best support we can to those in need. I generally see people when life has become very difficult, but people are incredibly resilient and are very grateful for any support they get. The importance of planning ahead. Planning and anticipating needs is really important. Sadly, for some, this is easier than others. For those with a rapidly progressing condition, it can feel hard to keep up, but it is important to try to anticipate future needs so you have time to get things in place early. For people diagnosed with PSP or CBD, I'd recommend getting a lasting power of attorney. This ensures that your wishes are respected if you are no longer able to make decisions for yourself. For carers, I would recommend having a backup plan in case they get ill or are suddenly unable to provide care to their loved one. This is something I encounter frequently in my work, and it can help reduce stress when unforeseen circumstances arise. The complex process of CHC assessments. A large part of my role is doing CHC assessments. CHC funding provided by the NHS can cover the cost of care for people with complex health needs. If people meet the strict criteria, CHC funding will be paid for by the NHS, but if they don't, it's either care privately arranged by the family or local authority support, which is means tested. Any family member or health and social care professional can make a referral for a CHC assessment. It is a two-step process where the first step is a screening check, but the second stage involves a full assessment. I'm afraid a diagnosis of PSP or CBD is not enough on its own to receive funding. Assessments are based on four areas: the intensity of needs and the nursing input required, the unpredictability of the condition, the complexity, and whether the person is nearing the end of life. If they show high need, they're more likely to get funding for CHC. For those who meet the criteria, CHC funding can significantly reduce the financial burden of care. However, if they don't meet the criteria, we will explore other options. If someone has savings above the threshold, currently £23,250, they will be expected to self-fund their care. This threshold has been set out by government and not the local authority. For those under the savings threshold, the local authority can help assess their situation and determine if they qualify for financial assistance. The benefits team assesses their contribution towards their care costs. If the person is in a nursing home, they are entitled to receive funding for the nursing contribution. This is worth around £200 per week, and it does help towards care costs, which I know are very high. The funded nursing contribution is paid directly to the care home. People can arrange their care privately, or they can ask the local authority for help in finding a placement. Following a CHC assessment, if you're not happy with the outcome, you can appeal. You can also contact the local integrated care board and ask for an explanation on the decision made. Supporting carers. Caring for someone with PSP or CBD can be very challenging, and it's crucial that carers have the support they need. A carer's assessment allows us to identify what help the carer may need and also helps them better understand the options available to them. I would recommend to all carers to contact their local authority for a carer assessment, as they might be eligible for support from their local authority. We see many carers who don't know what support they're entitled to. They've cared for a loved one for a long time and just see it as their day-to-day life. We are well aware of the vital role unpaid carers have and how they reduce the burden on an overstretched service. Making sure that carers have a good support network in place can make a huge difference to their mental and physical well-being. Emergency support. Some families find themselves needing short-term care for their loved one, whether it's family members stepping in or securing a short-term placement in a care home. We work hard to ensure families get the support they need. However, we can't always guarantee that emergency cover will be available immediately. If you do have savings under the threshold, it can be a good idea to make yourself known to the local authority so that you are on their radar for if you do need emergency support in the future. And if you're above the threshold, it's worth familiarising yourself with nearby respite options in case of unplanned or emergency events. One of our biggest challenges is the volume of cases. Some of my colleagues are handling close to 100 referrals a week. It's an overwhelming workload, but we always strive to provide the best support we can to those in need.